It might be harder for minors to buy alcohol or use a fake ID in the coming months. Several state agencies are increasing enforcement of underage drinking laws. One Onondaga County prevention specialist says the crackdown is the right thing to do on several levels. Philip Rose is program coordinator for underage drinking prevention at Prevention Network. He says to begin with, enforcement is part of the equation.
And if we have a law but nobody enforces it, then people will ignore it. So the fact that it is against the law to have fake IDs and is against the law as a young person to drink is really critical.
Even more critical might be the physiological impact drinking can have on young people. Rose notes research on the brain shows it doesn't really fully develop until a young person reaches their mid-20s.
Alcohol and other drugs have a huge impact on one's brain as far as developmentally and behaviorally. So it's really a powerful substance that we underestimate what it does to the developing brain. And therefore, you know, sets people up. The earlier you start using these substances, the harder it is to get off of them.
The crackdown by the State Liquor Authority and Department of Motor Vehicles will increase undercover checks at bars, restaurants, and concert venues. Rose believes most owners of establishments take it seriously, but can't always single out those using false identification to buy alcohol.
They're having struggles with them because they're so sophisticated now that even people that are screening these cards when they come into a place often miss them just because these cards are, they're expensive, but they work.
Increased enforcement can help, but Rose looks at what was done to curb smoking as another front that could be effective in reducing the rates of underage drinking.
What we have done as a society with tobacco around advertising has been excellent. We really have brought down the level of use of tobacco over the years, and we've been very effective at that. We need to do the same thing for alcohol. Alcohol advertising, they spend over $5 billion, the industry, on promoting their product. It's everywhere. It's on TV. It's on billboards. It's in our young people's face all the time.
He says society really needs to make the decision to limit such advertising because of the effect it has on young people. The state crackdown on selling alcohol to minors and the use of fake IDs runs through April. Chris Bolt, WAER News.